Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
And one weapon the enemy ends up using is to confuse you and make you not to believe what God has already said about you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is why when we preach to us, we need to stay. After I have said everything, thus says the Lord. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
For us to dominate this year, the domination we are talking about, the dominion we are talking about, is a God-given mandate. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And it's not just to dominate in general things, but we dominate above circumstances, above storms. We fly higher. We walk above in the name of Jesus. For it was not so in the beginning for people of God to walk under circumstances. It was not so in the beginning. And today we are saying, this year we are saying, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. The God who spoke once and divided the sea, let it be the same God. Even this year, in our lives, the God who called things that are not there, and they become, let him come alive in our lives, even this year.
Hallelujah.
In a simple statement, I will say to us, today I bring a subject. Know your identity in Christ. Know your identity in
Christ.
Know this church. Beside being a child of God, you are more to God than just a child. When God sees us, when God looks at us, those of us who have accepted him, he sees people, he sees children who are more than conquerors. You are more than conqueror. You are more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. That is your identity. That is your identity. The Bible says we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. You are not just more than conqueror in general terms, but you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. In the devil, in the kingdom of darkness, it may look like not, you are not a conqueror, but in Christ I'm more than a conqueror. In Christ, I'm not just a member of the church, but I'm more than a conqueror. In Christ,
I'm not just one of the children, but I'm more than a conqueror. In Christ, I'm more than a conqueror. Book of Rome.
Hallelujah.
Book of Romans. Chapter 8. The Bible reads thus.
The Bible reads him.
And those he predestined. God to allow more love about Ketan.
Hallelujah.
And those he predestined. He called. And those he called. He also justified. And those he justified. He also glorified. Can I tell you today? It did not end when you were predestined, and it did not end when you were called, and it did not end when you were justified, but you were also glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, you were justified. You were justified. You were not only predestined. It is good to be predestined. But you were not only predestined. That is verse 30.
Hallelujah.
But those he predestined, he called. Can I tell you today? You were predestined. You were predestined. But it did not end there. In the name of Jesus. After being predestined, you were also called. And after being called, you were also justified. And after being justified, you were glorified. To be glorified is to be placed in dominion. In the name of Jesus, know who you are. I'm not only predestined, I'm not only called. I know many people, they like the area of calling. They want to say, I'm called. I'm called. But before you are called, you need to be predestined. Those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. That verse 31 says, and then, what then?
Hallelujah.
What then shall we say in response to this?
Hallelujah.
What is this? In response to being predestined, in response to being called, in response to being justified, in response to being glorified. Paul says, what then shall we say? What then shall we say? In response to this, what then shall we say? And then he answers himself in a question. And he says, if God be for us, can I say to you today, from the sound of my voice, if God be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for me, he predestined me. He called me. He justified me. And he glorified me. And what then shall we say? What more can we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Can I prophesy to you? If in this year cannot be against you, if God be for you, if in this month cannot be against you, if God be for you. And verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? This year, Walk in all the things that God has given to you. Walk in all the privileges that God gives to you. Walk in power. Walk in justification. Walk as the one who is called. And also walk as the one who is glorified. I don't only walk like the called, but I also walk like the one who is justified. I don't only walk like the justified, but I also walk like the glorified. I am the glorified.
Hallelujah.
I am the glorified.
Hallelujah.
Some people, they want to only walk like the called, but they don't want to walk like the glorified. But I'm here to say to you, you will finish the cycle. You will walk like the predestined. You will walk like the And you will also walk. Like the glorified. Where is God glorified? God is glorified. When His children walk in dominion. When His children walk in dominion. God is glorified. May God be glorified. You walk in dominion. This very year. May God be glorified. And you also be glorified. If you walk, not just like the call, but also walk like the glorified. I know the call. I know the justified. I know the predestined. But I also know them that are glorified. And I am one of them who was predestined, who was called, who was justified, and is glorified.
Hallelujah.
The enemy cannot stop those. He can fight against them. He can delay them from
coming.
But he cannot stop them. Because if God be for them, who can be against them? This year, know who you are. Know your identity. Which is in
Christ.
Some of us, they only know their identity, which is in the certificate. But I'm here to say that which is in the certificate, it can burn and disappear. But that which you are, you are when you are asleep. You are when you wake up. You are when you go forward. You are when you are waiting. They that are glorified, when it seems like their breakthrough is delayed, they say to themselves, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When it seems like delay, they that are called, they that are glorified, they that are justified, they say they that wait upon the Lord. Know your identity. Know your identity. Some of us, we know our identity by what we are called. That is why some people, if you happen to leave the title in their name, they get offended because they only know themselves according to their title. But I'm here to say to them, there is a title in me that can never be detached. In the name of Jesus, what is that title? I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Verse 33, the Bible says, who will bring any charge? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We know of places.
Hallelujah.
Where you are accepted. By your certificate. Where you are accepted. By who you are. But I also know of the place. Where you are justified. Where you are justified. By God himself. And if God justifies you, who can be in charge over you? You are the elect of God.
Hallelujah.
No enemy can bring a charge over you. No principality can give a charge. Can bring a charge over you. If you are a child of God.
Oh, yes.
And verse 34. Who is he that condemns? Who is he that condemns?
Hallelujah.
Who is he that condemns?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that is a full statement.
Hallelujah. Tell it to no one. Hallelujah.
This statement to one.
It is complete.
Who can condemn you? Who can condemn you? Who can condemn you? Who can condemn you? Why? Because.
Hallelujah.
It is Christ that died. And who was raised to life. And is at the right hand of God. Interceding for you. There's somebody interceding for you. There's Jesus interceding for you. In the name of Jesus. He knows what I need. He knows where I'm weak. He prays and intercedes. To God. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of
Christ?
Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
Hallelujah.
What it is written. Paul was just actually then he comes to first
day.
And he says, as it is written, I am here to prophesy to you. Let it be as it is written. In the word of God, the word of God carries power. The word of God carries power. And the word of God, even when it may start well, it shall end well concerning you. Concerning your family, in the name of Jesus, how are you sure, Pastor? I am sure, because if God be for us, who can be against? Who can be against? It is written, for your sake, we face death. All day long, we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, it's like Paul is now saying, he's pinning it in front of him. Pinning it in front of him. The rejection, the insult, the denial. He looks at it. And he says, none of these things. None of these things. None of these things. I'm here to say to you, none of all these things. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors through
Christ
who loved us. Children of the living God, before you face anything this year, whatsoever is in store for you, you will not face it alone. And you will not face it like a defeated one. But you will face it like a person who is more than a conqueror. Can I tell you today, I don't become more than a conqueror. before I face it. In fact, without facing it, I am more than a conqueror. Before I face it, then I'm more than a conqueror. After I face it, I am more than a conqueror. That is why I'm able to shout and say to
July,
when I come to you, I will come as a more than conqueror. February, I will come to you as more than a conqueror. And I will pass you as more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. You are more than a conqueror. Know your identity. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus.
I
am more than a conqueror. In my enemies. In the eyes of my enemies. I may be something else. But in Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Never forget who you are. Never forget your identity. Never forget your identity. Which is in Christ Jesus. The identity of who you are in Christ. You will conquer it. Why am I sure? Because the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power and the sound mind. I speak a sound mind over our school going children. I speak a sound mind over our teachers. I speak a sound mind over our daughters and nurses. I speak a sound mind over our lawyers. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear. But the question is, who brings fear? If God has not given us the spirit of fear, it is the enemy who has done this. And I'm here to say to you, if it's fear, will not be a hindrance to your progress, to dominion. I'm here to say, you are not just going to take a seat. There is what we call just taking a seat. But there is what we call taking a seat of dominion. May you take a seat of dominion. May you walk in dominion. In the name of Jesus. God has not given us the spirit of power. And the word of God is power. The word of God carries authority. And may that authority give you confidence. Can I tell you, church? The authority of his word gives me confidence. The authority of his word makes me to walk in dominion. The authority of his word opens a everlasting door for me to walk in. All in the authority of his word. That is why the Bible says, cast not away the confidence that you have. Because the authority of his word gives authority. Gives confidence. The authority of his word gives confidence. The authority of his word. You're more than a conqueror. Yes, there may be people referred to as conquerors. But you are more than a conqueror. You walk in dominion. You are not only predestined. You are not only predestined. But you are also called. And they that he called, he also justified. And they that he justified, he also glorified. But some of us, we have not realized the glorification of God in our lives. But today, I prophesy and I declare, you shall see, you will walk in it, you will enjoy it, you will celebrate it. not by God. With me. He did not end. Just by predestining me. And it did not end by calling me. And it did not end by justifying me. He also glorified me. He also glorified me. In the name of Jesus. And many people, they want to start from glorification. They don't want to believe that they that he predestined, he also called. And they that he called, he also justified. And they that he justified, he also. And the also there means that he was doing it again. And again. Upon the same person. May you walk as one who is glorified of God. They that are glorified of God in the face of principalities, they stand and say, who are you, mountain? Stand before me, you shall be brought down. Because I come in power and the honor and the authority of the confidence that I have in God. May you walk in your confidence. May you walk in your confidence. May you walk in your confidence. You know, when you look at fear, fear is just an emotion. It's something that just comes upon you. But today I say, walk in what you have decided. Not in what you fear. In the Christian faith, we don't walk by what we feel, but we walk by what we know. But we know that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We may not feel it, but we know that in Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors. I say to you, church, the enemy cannot contradict what God has said. If God says it, I believe it. And that settles it all. God has given us a spirit of power. May you receive that power. God has given us a spirit of wisdom. May you walk in that wisdom. There are a lot of things that God has given, but we are failing to walk in that. May you walk in dominion. May you walk in dominion. May you walk in dominion. After having heard the word of God, walk in dominion. I'm called to walk in dominion. I'm called to overcome. I'm justified. I'm justified. And I walk in justification. Justification. Says, just as if I didn't do it. Whatever I may have done, they that are justified, they are justified in spite of what they have done. And they that are justified, they are now glorified. Where is God glorified? When his creation, his children, walk in dominion. That is why God says, when he was sending Moses, he said to Moses, I have heard the cry of my children, and I have seen their tears. Therefore I have come down to call them. Go and walk in dominion. Go and walk in dominion. Can I say to you, church? The Goliath you see before you shall be brought down in the name of Jesus. The Goliath, the giant you see,
lesikhwakha losibonako
is nothing
asiko lutho
if God be for you
nangu nomulo angakuwo.
The rejection that you have faced. Today I say to you, you will not only be a witness, you will not just be a witness of those rejected. But you will be a witness and a testimony of they that are glorified. May you be a testimony of those who are glorified. In the name of Jesus, I am glorified. My mind is renewed. My mind is renewed. Oh, there is no stronghold that can defeat me. You cannot be defeated. You cannot be defeated. I want to say to you, you are not a son of a slave. You are the son of God. You are not the son of a servant, but you are the son of God. None of these things. And in all these things, I'm more than a conqueror. Christ Jesus. Know your identity. In Christ Jesus. What's your identity?
What do you want?
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
The Holy Spirit of God.
May I want to know what you want?
Is in this place to fulfill that which he has been assigned by God. May the Holy Spirit fulfill what God has set him for in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let us stand on our feet. Know your identity.